everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday BBS program, and this is Station 1. Our next two programs, Friday and Saturday, will be on Station 2. Today is Station 1, same as Monday, and it's Wednesday. The date today is August 17, 2016, so we're going to clear these energies here from the day itself. Remember, everything works with memory in the past and timelines from the past as they get dropped on and copy and pasted. So here we go. Let's release this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll energize the light beams here to bring peace into your room. And they can also chase out things that are lurking there, too, that may not like the energy coming in. So just see how your room feels now to re-energize the light beams. So here we go. Bring up your light beams on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and think of a situation that you're dealing with. And we'll release that from you here. So again, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty good. And again, we'll do another one for you, the same one. Maybe it's a little stronger to get off of you. So second time around. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we release aliens out of your room in case there's anyone listening there who'd like to leave here. And here we go. One-way ticket out of here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we'll see if Michelle's out of the prep room there, getting her makeup on and hair done. So are you all ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I'm ready to go. I have on this fantastic dress, and my hair is done. It's so much hairspray. It's just amazing. And full makeup, the whole deal. So welcome, everyone.
Also.
I'm all ready. Welcome, okay. Everyone, to the Wednesday Night Show.
So, what's your name of the show on Wednesday night? But we have Healing Highway on Monday. Do you have any ideas? I'm just throwing that out here.
Aren't we just the information show?
Info show. Okay, that's good. Great. Perfect.
Yeah. We do a lot of information on this one. A lot of basic stuff, how to run certain healings, how to answer basic questions that people have. And I actually have one right here if you want me to get started, Ron. It's something that I brought in.
Yep, I'm ready.
So,
I'm ready to go.
You know, we have the 2,000-year barcode removal, and it's really great. Somebody wrote in about it asking a question. They're wondering how many minutes per century should they do? They have run it already once. They want to run it again, and they're wondering if you have an opinion on that.
Boy, I know the most, the last 100 years is probably the most critical. So maybe half an hour on that one, probably. The other ones, it's hard to say. I would guess that probably going back to maybe, I'd say probably the 1700s or maybe 1600s to current, you may want to run, probably for 10 minutes or so, just to kind of play it safe there. But the last 100 years is critical. We'll say the 1900s and the actually 2000, because you have to remember what you're doing is you're taking away the mind control programs. So, in the earlier years, we'll say maybe 1800s, going back, there probably isn't too much going on that could connect you to stuff. Remember, this last 100 years is where they're trying to get you from ascending, so they put in blockages. That's why we have all our technology now. So you wonder why we didn't have it earlier, you know, because, you know, they had it back then anyway, so why didn't they give it to us? Well, they probably wanted us to have all these little fancy toys so that you don't think about ascension and you're having fun doing something in your hands, you know, maybe killing things on your, you know, little device you have in your hands that kids do all the time, you know. Anyway, that's what it is. The last 100 years is probably the most critical, and I would think maybe from the 1600s, 1700s on current is where a lot of it's going to have a problem. And then maybe even the first 100 years on that clearing, you know, might be a lot of energy there too. And maybe people realize they got screwed over back then by going out on timelines. May not know that as far as the actual verbiage of timelines, but knowing that they missed the boat. So, back to you.
Yes, I often wonder. Well, I got to say, I have done that clearing because for a long time when I was first started listening to your archive shows and started listening to the regular live shows, and then in between on the weekdays, I would listen to the archive shows. And I was like, wow, I don't know if I'm quite getting it. But then one time you mentioned the 2,000-year barcode removal, and I ran it. And I ran it for a lot longer than you just mentioned. And I ran every 100-year increment. And then, wow, I was like, I got it. I totally got it. Not that I totally got it. I'm sure there's things I'm still learning always. But it's like I saw it. I understood things much better. So it's really interesting, and it always makes me wonder if I run it for other people, are they getting it? Or I think it was the combination of I was actively listening to the archives as well while I was doing it, because I see people slip back to, like, their old ways even after I've run that for them if they don't know.
Yeah, but it's still good to do it for other people, especially if you're going to be talking to them about anything that is vital for their life experience, we'll say. So remember, what you're doing is you're actually probably getting rid of implants from the people that the aliens put in place. So it's like, you know, the implants make them numbed out. So they don't really understand what's going on. And from there, they're kind of lost. So if you run it, then they'll start to have a little more awakening consciousness. So, you know, what's going on here. It's very interesting. As people do that, they do tend to get more of the radio programs, like you were saying. They go, now I can really understand what's being said. Same words, but I now can go a little deeper or maybe have a little more understanding of something, of what's being stated. So that's very good. And it's interesting for me that people listen to a lot of the archives. In the older days when I was doing clearings on the phone and stuff with people, you know, I'd call them up to do a session, and all of a sudden they hear my voice in the background, and they go, oh, we're listening to an archive on so-and-so, you know. And I go, that's great, you know. So anyway, that's kind of neat. But back to you.
But they would be listening to somebody else, is that what you're saying, or they would be listening to you?
Yeah. They listen to me on the phone, you know, on their computer. I'm on the phone calling them to do a healing session, you know. And I'm hearing my voice in the background, like, oh, boy. You know, I can't get away from myself, you know. There I am there, you know. Anyway.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I like them a lot. I think they're great. So, all right, we have a question here, and it's about the emotional whole life clearing, and this is a great one, too. This is always the first one that we suggest. So it says, I am new at this and have been doing some clearings for a couple months, and they say, thank you very much. They're very grateful that the healings and clearings are available at this time, and they feel if they're a little bit older And let me see. Okay. They feel, what they did was they bought the clearing in several increments. I'm not sure how they did that. I think they, and they're wondering if it would work that way. So I believe that eventually they did get all of their full age in there. I'm not sure how they worked that, but.
Yeah, what I would say, if you did it in increments, I can't guarantee it would work 100% that way, but if you paid for your whole lifetime at some point, then just run your whole lifetime through.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what I'd recommend doing.
Oh, yeah. They have it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then when they do run it, then they put in their full age.
Yes, that's correct. So that's where the clearing works the whole lifetime. You put in your current age, and from there you're cleared from your exact moment in time, we'll say, that you start the clearing. So if you started doing the clearing at maybe after lunch, maybe 1 p.m., 56 seconds, when you started it, then that's where it's clearing from that moment in time back to your conception. And that's how the clearing works. That's not going to the future. When you're done with your clearing, we'll say after, say, 20 minutes, half an hour, then everything is brand new to you. And so that's why you want to get the unlimited, but you don't really need it probably right off the bat because you're going to be probably pretty much in peace. And the only thing that can happen is that people will try to knock you off of your peace and then, cause problems for you. But you're not going to really have anything yourself coming up. So if you look upon your life once you do the clearing, it's going to be pretty much a clean slate for you. Now, absentee people might take 3 to 5 days, like if you did your spouse or, brother or sister or something or, somebody else, then it will take maybe 3 to 5 days to work. And the neat thing is that to do children is probably very wonderful. If you can do, if you saw some children, maybe you have cousins or something and you wanted to help them out, get rid of the dramas and traumas in their life, and they're maybe only 5 years of age, definitely to do the children, just to help them out so that they don't bring that imprinting into their future, which is going to be haunting them for their whole life. So back to you.
Yeah, it'd be great to do it for kids because their whole life has not been long, so that's times their years, that's $5. And then for $50, you can get their unlimited, and they can run it whenever they want for the rest of their life. So,
yeah.
Great idea. Great present for children. Okay, so now, Ron, I know that you had a call this weekend. You had the Saturday call. You had the Sunday call. And I just wanted to let people know that you have another call coming up on this Sunday and the next Sunday. So you have the 8-hour Healing Intensive conference calls, and we did the vortex clearing earlier this month. And do you have any other special calls coming up this month at all, Ron?
As of right now, as we're talking, I don't.
Okay.
It's not that I couldn't pop something up, but right now I would say I don't have anything even remotely planned. So I have nothing that I'm planning on doing. That's it. Yeah, we did the Montauk stuff. I think we probably put in maybe 4 hours, I'm guessing, maybe 5 hours, I don't know, for Montauk energies, I think. So if anybody would like to comment on that, because, since today is Wednesday, you've had maybe 3 days to integrate the release of that energy, the freedom of being mind-controlled. And or your soul family even being mind controlled and it got, stuck onto you. So it'd be interesting to see how you're relating to that. So back to you.
Okay, great. So now, Ron, you have, let me see here. It says There is a great description of alien attacks on the website on the left. If you scroll over alien abductions, and then there's three below it that all lead to the same link, and that would be a good way for people to learn about alien attacks on the website in case they were new. So thank you, listener, for writing that in. And, Ron, we have a special request for a healing for Mercury today.
Okay. Is that the planet Mercury, or is that Mercury in your body?
Well, I would say both, but I think they're implying the planet Mercury. But if Mercury is an issue in our bodies, then that would be awesome.
Boy, okay. So, yeah, I'm a little reluctant on doing it because the listeners may be looking forward to having the energy of Mercury released from them, you know, from the planet. But you should be doing the clearing, you know, the planet star, you know, I guess it's cording removal or whatever we have on the website. And you should be doing that to get the stuff off of you. So if you have done it, you probably won't feel anything happening to you. But remember, the stuff is controlling your life. That's the way they do that. That's how your natal chart is formed. So you're dealing with the planets that are controlling your life, if they are planets, but we typically think they are. You know, maybe they're not, but they have the names of those. So, boy, I'll just do this one here, but I don't think I'm going to do any more of the planet clearings for people because they need to go on and do that a planet star, you know, clearing to get the stuff off of them. So here we go. Releasing the energy that's attracting you right now from that planet of Mercury. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, as far as Mercury in your body, boy, I'm trying to think. I think I'll do a clearing for your liver. We'll just see if that's collected anything through your bloodstream. So here we go, releasing that energy. If there's any mercury in there. Sometimes it can be with you, but we can make it body compatible. So here we go, releasing that energy and making it body compatible. If it doesn't get released, what we can see so far, I'm not saying it's 100% clearing, we're going to be free of it, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll work with people's teeth right now. And if you don't have any teeth, you may still have energies inside of your mouth from the fillings. So here we go. Releasing that energy. You may feel it more on your tongue, I would guess. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Oh, wonderful. So I take it Mercury is part of amalgams, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My knowledge
wow.
It is. That's what I was, I thought it was, so.
Yeah, I think so. And I wonder if it's lead, too. I'm not quite sure. I know it's a mixture of metals. I wonder whose idea it was that thought that was a good idea. I guess at the time, they didn't realize that it might cause problems. So thank you very much for the teeth healing. I'm sure a lot of people have things like that in their mouth. Okay, so one of our listeners has written in, Ron. They say that they feel that they are hearing something constantly outside their door that has to do with something from their past and causes them to be upset. And they say they hear more of it, but they are reacting less, but they still don't like it. And they're wondering, they have done 300 to 400 timeline crashes. What else would you suggest? And they also mention here that they are doing implant release. They have done the natal barcode, timeline crashes, and alien attack clearings.
Okay, so are they hearing like conversations from people that's bothering them?
No, what they're hearing is like sirens outside their door, but there's nothing there. still, they're just literally hearing it, which is interesting because I know when people do, you know, some people do like a shamanic trip or something, they can hear things that are literally not there. They're absolutely 100% in their mind, but you feel like you're hearing it in your ears. So it must be some kind of program that's being run.
Yeah, so typically, I guess they're right, the timeline crashes, so they're probably having bleed through from a particular timeline that may have, we'll say, sirens or whatever they're listening to, and it's coming to them that way. So I guess the clearing on timelines would be proper. You may want to go deeper and look at why, what does sirens mean to you, okay? Because the sirens may mean something that has a problem. With something.
Yeah, they also mentioned that they are going to be doing clearings for panic attacks.
Okay.
There is panic attack clearing, so it possibly that's what it is causing, and they want it to stop. So that would be included in your idea of get rid of the emotion before you even bother with the timeline crashes?
Uh-huh, that's correct, yes, uh-huh. I would say that's probably true. Try to get rid of the emotions that you're dealing with on that. But I would say that you're probably looking at finding out why you're hearing sirens. What does that mean to you? There's probably something that you're dealing with that is having a situation bringing stuff forward to you so that you're not going to be able to understand. Back to you.
So, okay, this one is very interesting. Oh, and then, okay, so the person mentions that they have done 300 to 400 timeline crashes, and I wonder if they are doing it in such a manner that they are just running for, you know, consecutively. So they're just crashing, crashing, crashing. Every 5 seconds, the light beings find a new one, and they crash it. So I believe we did a show, and I don't know the date, but if anyone knows the date, please write in, and we'll let the person know. There are several older shows where we go in detail on how to do timeline crashes and make them just continually run. I'm going to see if I can find one right here and quickly tell you how to do that so that you can do more of them. You don't need to keep pressing the button to tell it to do it. And they can just run, and you can just run until you feel like, oh, I don't need this anymore. I've done it. I've done quite enough. So let me just open up a window here. Okay, so when you have the timeline crash window open, there's a button under your name, and it says select the timeline to crash, and that is already checked. You want to uncheck it. So leave it completely open and blank, and then there's a drop-down box with 1 through 20 for the timeline you're supposed to crash. You can just choose any number. I have a different one for each box, but I don't think it quite matters which number you choose. And then that is going to make it so that the light beings just, for however long you're running it, let's say you're running it for like 1,000 minutes. That's basically like a half a day, a little over half a day. And they will just do another one each 5 seconds. And then in the box where you write what you want crashed, you started out by saying crash all timelines consecutively, all parts, and then you write what you want crashed. So the light beings will know to constantly just keep crashing, whatever they can find concerning that particular issue that you've put in. And then at some point you will feel it. You'll be like, oh, I'm done. I've done quite enough. Or you might feel like, well, I need to do more. So I guess this person would know because hopefully that type of issue would stop, but like Ron says, it is important to get rid of the emotion first.
Yeah, and the emotional clearing might be something good because it's bothering them, and then maybe, you know, I'm assuming that they're probably doing the upside-down version of that. So, and you could put that into maybe other whole lifetime clearings that you have purchased, where you've cleaned your whole lifetime out, then put in there, you know, in addition that you know, this is with the unlimited clearing, that you want to clear out hearing sirens. You know, let's just look at it in a real-life scenario. So you're hearing sirens outside your door. Well, maybe your pain body is corrupted and, you know, you cleared it, but somehow on a timeline that you're living on, you got into an accident. You know nothing about it. And the sirens came to put you on a stretcher to take you away, but you don't know anything about that. But the sirens being so loud is imprinting into that timeline, and now you're bringing back that information here of hearing a siren, but you don't have the full details that you maybe were struck by a car on a timeline. So, you know, definitely, you know, look at that situation, because sirens typically mean problems, you know. Maybe there's a fire on a timeline and, you know, you're hearing the fire engines coming. Or it could have been the ambulance or something like that. So you need to realize what, you know, why are you, you know, dealing with that and what timeline are you on, and then, you know, do a whole lifetime clearing and then get the unlimited version. So you're able to enter into that, this particular situation that you're having. So that's how I would look at it, and to do the upside-down timeline on it. Remember, the timelines only come to you because you have a situation and you haven't cleaned out, you know, your invisible energetic bodies. So that's the reason why normally you get put on timelines, probably 95% of that time, because you're dealing with something. So back to you.
Okay. It makes me wonder, so let's say you're watching it just like a TV show. Is the only time you really need to be concerned about that show becoming a timeline is if you become emotionally attached to what's going on, like you're feeling fear or something like that?
Yeah, if you're jumping around and jerking watching a movie, that means that you are probably involved with it, you know, in totality somehow. Or, you know, you're on that timeline and you're experiencing something that you're seeing in that movie. So if you do have a reaction to something, then that's because you have it inside of you. And you're seeing it externally, bringing the energy to you, but your body is responding because it's already inside of you. So it's not that you saw this and now, you know, shame on you, you shouldn't be watching that movie because you got hooked up to it. No, you're already hooked up. So, and is it external or is it internal? So you're seeing something externally happening to you, but it's triggering something that happened to you either on timelines or your ancestors or something, and it's already inside of you, and, you know, pop goes the weasel. You're now dealing with it. You could have been dealing with it for your whole life, and you thought you wanted to see a movie because it had something in there, and naturally, you know, you're now recycling that energy again. So you might just be somehow subconsciously seeing, well, did this, if I really, you know, I'm still involved with this process. You know, it used to bother me, you know, 20 years ago. This movie's coming out, and I haven't watched this type of movie before for a long time, and maybe I got rid of it. And now you go to the movie and you go, oh, man, all these anxieties and fears and sadness or whatever is coming back onto me, just like it did 20 years ago when I watched the movie that I thought I'd never want to see again, this type of scenario. So that's what happened. Remember, it doesn't go away. It's always with you and it haunts you continuously until you release it. It's in your energetic bodies. That's why you do clearings to get your spirit, in their words, neutralized. Otherwise, it's not neutralized with you, and you're going to be following and living that pattern all over again. So back to you.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely something to let go of. Ron, we have a request for money code clearings. It says, can we do money codes?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. I know that that was a special, like, whole life clearing or something that you had at one time.
Yeah, I know that out at expos and stuff, we're on a special time that we do a clearing or something on one of the special calls that we have. So what I would say, if you need a money code clearing, then typically you're not you're believing in your thoughts that you're in lack. So you don't have money because you're in lack of money. There could be something else, but that's how I would look at that. So if you're in lack of money, then you need to own that you are in lack so you can get rid of the energy on not having money. And once that happens, it's going to be okay probably. Then you can be in neutral with not having money, having it neutralized, and now you don't care if you have money or not after you do the clearing. And then it's up to you to change your perspective if you want to have it or not.
Yeah. Would doing the poverty clearing help?
Yeah, I would say poverty, if that's your issue. It may even be something like maybe you would like to go to a restaurant. And instead of looking at the low-dollar menu, maybe you want to go to the higher-end menu, but you never do that because you don't have enough funds to do that. So maybe, you know, for that issue, it would be dealing with your food. So maybe you have an issue with, not eating the food that you'd really like to eat. And how would that relate to you? There's all different ways to look at it. But to find out where your lack is coming from on money, what is your issue with that? Some people can find money to do whatever they want to do, but when it comes to maybe getting something that they would like or need, they don't have any money because they already spent it on something else. So that's one way to look at it. But try to check out where you are with the energy. But you have to become your reality. So wherever you are, maybe you have too much money. And you don't like that, and it keeps coming to you. Well, then you want to become neutral with that so that you can choose if you want to get more money or not. Maybe it's suffocating to you. I mentioned that on a show a long time ago. You open up your closet, and all these $100 bills fall out on you, and you get trapped, and you can't get out because the money weighs so much on you and everything else. And, maybe you got that problem. So you have to look at it as you want to have everything that you're dealing with neutralized. You want to be in peace with it. And then you can choose over again. That's what happens when you do your whole lifetime clearings, especially the emotional clearing. When you do that, all of a sudden you realize, yeah, I'm not attached to anything. What's wrong with me? I don't react anymore. Am I really alive? Am I a robot? Well, you're not a robot, no, but you don't have any way to relate to reality here because you're at peace. Well, that's where you're supposed to be, in peace. And then you have to choose how you want to relive your life and redo your life. How do you want to enter back into life again and reestablish and reinvent yourself? So back to you.
Okay. That is sounds like a good thing to do for a lot of people. I don't think having too much money would get too much sympathy for most people, but I can definitely see it could be scary. You could be wondering all the time if you're going to be robbed or something like that. So that would include an emotion about it, which you've mentioned previously that we have three different ideas of what may happen to our money, and so we need to just be okay with it, whatever, if we have it or we don't have it. So I know you're talking about that at length at one point.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's correct. And you want to get neutralized, being neutral with whatever your situation is, because you can't fix it until you get into neutral. So whatever your condition is, if you have some type of illness, you want to get a neutral in the neutral position with that. You can do that negative affirmation if you want to use that term. I use loving it out of your life. May not be the right word, but use it for love, but seem to work. You know, you want to claim where you are. So, like, you have cancer, you know. I love having cancer because you created it, so you have to love it. You know, the doctor's not going to say, oh, man, you got this icky-looking cancer here. This is awful-looking stuff. No, you can say, well, you have cancer. You go, oh, shit, you know, I got cancer. You know, you can say, well, okay, is it a really nice cancer, an easy cancer? Is it going to just, you know, like me a lot, or is it going to kill me? Well, you can say, well, maybe, you know, kind of harmful to you, you know? So at that point, you know, since you created it, you brought it into your life, how you got it doesn't make any difference. So you go, oh, okay, I love having my cancer. Now how's it going to feel? Are you afraid of dying? Are you afraid of having your cat miss you if you do die? Are you afraid of losing your loved ones? You know, there's all different things here that can go on with that. And you want to pick the one that twists your guts the most, if you can figure out what it is there. Typically, it'd probably be dying. Maybe, you know, the pain of dying or something. And you keep saying that out loud, you know, 1,000 times or more. I love having my cancer. And I love being to experience the painful death that I'll be going through. And we already got it, so you have nothing to lose on this here. And you keep saying it and saying it until the main issue that you're dealing with goes away. And then look for something else, too. You could have 10 issues attached to it. And you keep saying that, then eventually you're going to realize, yeah, I love my cancer. You know, I created it, it's perfect, but now I want to tell it to leave. And at that point, you're empowered, and you can control your body by doing so. Otherwise, you're in fear of it, and it's taking over your life and your energy, and it's sort of based in fear, and you're getting rid of that. So anyway, that's kind of getting back to the money situation, very, very similar to that. You can put money in there if you like. But, you know, you want to typically be with a friend when you do it in case it's something that would be cancer or something like that. And you don't hit rock bottom. You know, you're getting close to it and you haven't come up yet to feel good about it. And you don't want to, you know, feel, like you lost it. So you have a friend of yours tell you that you're a nice person and you say that to come out of the energy. But you want to say it long enough, continuously. You know, put aside maybe 2 to 3 hours and keep saying it and saying it and saying it. And you maybe break out into a cold sweat, maybe crying. You know, everything's going to come up on that issue of what could happen to you because of having it, whatever that would be. And then from there, you're out of it. And then you can change your life. So in fact, if anybody has done that clearing, it'd be interesting if you could, you know, let us know either tonight or, you know, send us an email. You know, see those questions at Yahoo and just say, yeah, I did this clearing. I have this issue, and this is, you know, how I felt afterwards and how I'm doing now with it. It'd be great just to get some input from people on that. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. So we have somebody talking about the natal barcode clearing. It says, is the birth GPS for your exact place of birth? They're not sure what it is. They'd like you to explain.
Yeah, initially, your date of birth, it'd be the day. It may not be needed if you don't know what town you lived in or anything like that. The more you put down, the better, you know, because that all relates to you. Remember those, you know, if you're born like in, you know, what is it, Pensacola, Florida or something, well, that name is imprinted on you. And so, you know when you were born, the day. I may not know the hour, but, you know, the town that you know might be it, and maybe even the hospital might also be connected to that. So you're just getting rid of things that are connected to you from your past. So that's what you want to do, is release those energies. Especially if it was traumatic, a traumatic birth, and whenever you hear Pensacola, your body shivers, you know? Because you know that you were born in the city of Pensacola, you know, or maybe the hospital name, you know, might bother you. So, you know, the more you clear out, the better off you are. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I know on that one there is several choices. And you can write in. That one's really great because I think it's under other, where you can write in all of your credit card numbers, your social security number, you can your address, all sorts of numbers and identifying information that leads to you, and that they have your information on. So you can put all that in there, and then it'll run it frontwards and backwards. It clears you right up. It's really good. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or you can write.
Yep.
Credit.
All good. Whatever you put in there is good, but get the main things first, which is basically your name, your nickname, you know, if you're married, that name, because all these things are going to connect to you. So it's very similar to the alien keyword intercept, you know, clearing, but the natal one is really what, you know, what's controlling your life. So the more you put down as you get older and you start to realize things happening to you, you know, what was that? That's how they tag you. You know, remember, your birth chart is there, as it has when you're, you know, where you're going to be typically in your life, where you're going to be living, maybe, and all these things are there because it's a roadmap for the aliens to track you. So it is changeable by you, but most people are not conscious enough to have themselves change it. So I would guess that is probably 80% correct for most people. So back to you.
Okay, great. Somebody says they have had a breakthrough. They just realized that when they're thinking about food and just wanting to eat for the many reasons that are not the only correct reason, which would be that you're actually hungry, that they are not being heart-centered. And now they have decided to do the mind-to-heart drop when they think that they want to eat. Very good.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, because you're bringing in programs and maybe not getting the proper food because on that program that you're running, maybe the food isn't healthy food that you're eating. You know, so all of a sudden you go, yeah, I got to eat. Oh, yeah, I want to have this here, you know. And your body's probably going, yikes. You know, but if your heart's centered, then you might be a little more connected to what you really want to eat versus, you know, what, you know, maybe an entity inside of you would like to have because they're enjoying it. You know, they don't care what happens to you. You know, so. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So somebody says, I cuss and fight back with the aliens when they are doing stuff to me, which is so overboard. My spirit defends itself. Is this not good?
Well, they're getting energy off you. So they found a way to get you upset enough so that you're angry. You don't want to become angry. That's the last thing you ever want to do. Just want to be peaceful. So they're probably trying to push your buttons so you can become angry, and then they get more energy from you, and they'll keep playing with you more and more because of that. So I would not become angry. And it's hard not to be angry sometimes with what they do, you know. So you realize. Want to be at peace. They don't want you to ever be in peace.
Yeah. It's so interesting. This information that we know, we can go, oh, yeah, like some aliens doing something, but most people would be like, oh, things just happen. They don't realize that, no, you can, like, do something about it because something is doing that, making it happen. Okay, so somebody else has written in. They want to know, Ron, if you could please discuss the differences between the Gray Skies timeline crash and the Earth Protection timeline crash.
Okay, the Gray Skies are what you see. The aliens are first in ship clouds, number one. So you look up in the sky, you see clouds that are flat-bottomed, and that's the alien ship clouds. Because they're out there, they don't want to be detected as much, so they bring forth the gray skies so they can be camouflaged and you don't see them. So that's the reason why you have gray skies. we won't talk about chemtrails that are a bluish white sky. We'll just talk about the gray skies, okay? And the next one would be the Earth Protection. What that does, the Earth Protection is where the Earth is being forced energetically to do something. And from there, you want to release the energy or help the Earth get back into balance, because it doesn't necessarily know. Remember, the Earth is in peace. So when it's in peace, a lot of things can happen. And it may not know because it's not in judgment of what's happening. So when you do that clearing, it kind of alerts, you know, the Earth spirit, we'll just say in a sense, that, hey, something's going on here and it's not right and proper, and then it can come through and recorrect itself. So that's, I guess, the way I would describe that one. So back to you.
Okay, very good to know. So somebody had written in, and I believe this had to do with Monday's show, what you were talking about, how the aliens are attracted to the light. And this person wrote, I grew up in a state with a lot of water and a lot of bugs. And my dad always had a bug zapper, which was a huge light that the bugs would be attracted to. They would die when they got so close to the light. I always wondered why they were so fascinated by the light. Now I know.
Yeah, that's very possible, yeah. So, yeah, I would say that's probably correct. That they probably don't have a spirit, so they're looking for energy. So, and they may perceive the energy being of light. So, yeah, that's a good analogy, if not anyway. So, great, yeah. Maybe a lot of sense to that.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, and then the same person also wrote, they also noticed that deer will wait by the side of the road and get mesmerized by car lights and then jump when the car is near. And they do this on country roads when they could have crossed before or after the car at any point. But they don't. They wait for the car to come and then jump out right in front of the car. And the only way to wake them up is to honk your horn. And then one of their friends said that they think it's a gang initiation.
Jeez.
You can make it, man. Go.
Well, you have to look at it. If you hit a deer or hit any kind of animal, you're not going to feel very well, typically, if you know about it. And from there, they're getting energy from you. So, yeah, it is very possibly that the aliens got into that animal and forced it, controlled it, or whatever, to have the situation happen so that they will have you involved with it. So it's bringing the external energies to you physically here so that you can emit and emote the emotional energy of sadness and maybe even anger. You know, depending on how the situation happens. Let's just say that you're driving at night and you want to change channels on your radio or something, and you look down, you know, for half a second to change channels, and all of a sudden you hit a deer. Okay, well, did the channels, you know, actually cause that by you not focusing on the road? So now you're blaming yourself because you shouldn't have been doing that, so you're beating yourself up, which makes it even worse. But maybe the aliens wanted to sacrifice that animal. The animal had no control over it. It doesn't want to die, you know. But you know, in the process, that's what happened. And so now you beat yourself up because you hit the animal because it was your fault by pushing your radio buttons. And that happens a lot, you know, with situations going on. So back to you.
Yes, but it's really not your fault. I'm sure deer are very difficult to see. All you can see is their shiny eyes. So, okay, but very good to look out for because you don't want one hitting your car. All right, Ron, somebody wrote in, I missed the information on the advanced timeline crash that is new. Please briefly tell me what it's for.
I'll have to turn that one over to you, Michelle. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. It is the same timeline crash clearing. It's just that Ron is going to, you can get it by it once and then you can use it indefinitely, I believe. And eventually there's going to be a few more buttons put in there that automatically have it so that you can do the upside down and the tangent timelines. But in the meantime, I believe that we just write them after our name. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's it's basically the same thing. It's just that once you buy it, you don't have to continually buy it every month if you want to do it every month. So, you know, really, it's a great investment because it can help a lot of things in a person's life. And you can just, you know, run one window and not feel like you need to rush it and get everything done within a month. And then when you're ready, you can run another one. So I believe that's $150, and then you have it for an indefinite amount of time. Okay, we just have a few more things here in the inbox that people are writing in. Okay, this is response to what we were speaking about earlier about hearing the sirens. It says they are doing timeline crashes on the new one that I just talked about. And on the section being tortured and chased, which is really great. Oh, that's another new thing about the new timeline crashes. There's a whole drop-down list of different choices that you can choose from, so you don't have to write it in each time. Okay, and also they're saying, and having unexplained anxiety and fear. This absolutely pinpoints what they're experiencing and why they have these coming to them. So they feel this will really help. They say, thank you a million times for putting this out. That and all the other sections are so powerfully present to what is really happening. Great. So a person could go through those consecutively and really knock out whatever it could possibly be.
Yeah, and also, some people wonder about emotions. You can also go and do the self-empowerment clearing. And I think that has maybe, you know, 30-something issues in there. And so if you're kind of wonder, you know, where you could be stuck, that's a good way to maybe look at your issues. Because they're listed there, too, and you can start clearing them. And it's a great Band-Aid clearing. It's designed to help you get jump-started back into life again. That's what it's for, the self-empowerment clearing. So, back to you.
Okay. Somebody is writing in, they're wondering if we could give the date of the show where I explained about timeline crashes and how to do them, simply because they couldn't write it down just now. They were driving. So I'm looking in a book to see if I have written it down. I'm not sure if I did or not. So if any of our other listeners know when that date was when I explained the timeline crashes, and I have a feeling it was more than once, that me or somebody else may have done a couple shows where we kind of went in depth speaking about how those were done. And we can go over it again on Friday if we can't find the answer, so hopefully the person can write it down at that point or we can come up with a date at that time. So that gives us a little bit of time. That's really all I have, Ron. I don't know if there was anything else that you wanted to go over. Oh, you do have a new clearing that you are working on. Did you want to talk about that?
Not yet. Wait till we get it a little further along the way here. Probably
okay.
Within a couple weeks. Well, you know, within a week, probably to 2 weeks, we'll see how that's going and maybe mention that. I got about 5 minutes before the hour, so our show must be coming to a close here. Cause we're in time. The BBS radio program, and it has to end. So here we go. This is your Mind to Heart Drop. And tomorrow we have our alien call. We're getting rid of the alien replicas in you causing a problem. So if you have a situation going on, then you would just request your one situation as we do this hour to hour and a half call to help release these aliens that come to you. Remember, you're switched on every 10 minutes. So what we do is we clear them out of you instantly, so you're going through a lot of aliens coming out of you, and if we eventually get rid of the aliens and the timelines that you're living on, you may not have your problem any longer. That's what the call is about. So that's on Thursday. It starts at 5:30 Pacific, and it's a $20 call. So here we go, everybody. Let's do a mind a heart drop, and you know, get a little timer and do it quite often. Maybe every hour would be wonderful. So here we go, mind a heart drop. And you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, there we go. Should be heart-centered, should feel peace energy. And you're going to notice that you're no longer able to think when you're there in your heart. So see you later, everybody. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies. So bye, everyone.